Perry Coyle is going to be talking to us about the use of social media, in particular using Twitter to monitor electrical devices to augment the safety of older adults living at home. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Preeti, and my project is about using Twitter to monitor electrical devices to augment the safety of older adults living at home. So when I mention Twitter, what do a lot of you think about? Just anyone? Well, yeah, sure, but a lot of you probably think of it as this frivolous sort of social media tool that in which the trending topics are topics like bayonets and horses or binders full of women, but I'll tell you that Twitter is actually an amazing social media tool with which we can do a lot more, including augmenting the safety of older adults living at home. And I can already tell what a lot of you are thinking. My 80-year-old grandma is not going to start tweeting left, right, and center. And like I said, this population, they're amazing, but they're not exactly what you would call tech savvy. So, the beauty about this device that we built, that I built, is that the older adult does not even need to, they don't need to use any kind of electrical appliances other than the ones they already use, such as their lights and fans, etc. So that's really the best part of the system. So just a brief presentation roadmap. I'm first going to put you through a lot of technical jargon, honestly, and the technology behind this device, and just sort of explain to you what Twitter can do to augment the safety of older adults. And the second part will be about how the daily activities of older adults can be monitored using the device we built. And from this monitoring, we can detect deviations from their normal type of activity. So with that. So this is the diagram of the command flow that happens in the device that I built. And I'll explain this diagram more in detail, but first we're going to be talking about the big cloud in the center, which is Twitter. So what is Twitter? Twitter is, simply put, a microblog service that enables one user to send one message to several people at once. And it's a very versatile social network, so it can be used with a computer or with a cell phone or with a short message servicing or SMS. Like someone mentioned, I heard someone say, tweets are limited to 140 characters or less because that's the amount of text you're allowed to use in the SMS protocol. And Twitter's application programming interface, or basically the code that you can take and use, is available for free. And that's how I was able to use it. So normally I can tell what some of you are thinking, maybe, like, but if I want to use applications that use Twitter, how am I going to be able to do that without giving them my username and password? So that's why Twitter uses a protocol called OAuth. And this OAuth protocol basically allows any application that you use that uses Twitter to get access to Twitter's data without having to know your username and password. So, for example, I had to create an application. So when I did this, I first registered the application with Twitter, and it gave me what's known as a consumer key and a consumer secret that was randomly generated. And when I had to log into Twitter through the application. So when I do that, the application actually sends the consumer key and secret to Twitter, and then Twitter generates an access token, which the application can use in the future to use as a proxy for the credentials. So instead of actually giving the username and password, it gives this key instead. So your username is safe, and you can still use the application. So the second major part of the device is X10 home automation. And oh god, I forgot this again. I don't have any financial relationships to disclose, and so I'm not trying to endorse any of this. Forgot this yesterday too. Okay, so X10 is a remote control system that's used for home automation. You know, the type of thing where you have a remote control. If you're like sitting down and about to watch TV, you don't want to go and turn the lights off. You can just hit a switch from where you're sitting and your lights will go off. So things like that. And the way this works is it uses a series of house and unit codes. So if you want to take, for example, a lamp and you want to make this part of make this automated from anywhere in your house, you take the lamp, you plug it into what's known as an appliance module, and you turn the switch of the lamp on. You plug the appliance module into a wall socket. So you have you have the plug of the lamp going into the module, and then the module plugged into the wall socket, and then now that lamp can be controlled from anywhere in your house, because the command that's sent from your remote control is sent to what's known as a controller, and then the controller sends the signal to the module, which sends the command to your lamp. So the controller is the thing that looks like it's having a radio flash here, and this is the appliance module. So you can see that there's like this little power outlet sort of thing at the bottom. So you plug the lamp in there, you plug the appliance module into the wall socket, and then this will send the command to here. And on these little dials here, you set the house in Unicode. So the house code goes from A to P, and the unit code goes from 1 to 16. So you can go from A1 to P16 and have a maximum of 256. So the resources we used to build the system included some of these appliance modules from X10 and also a couple controllers. And these are actually fairly cheap. They cost about maybe $70 max for the entire system, 2 free Twitter accounts, and an internet access enabled computer running Eclipse Helios software, the Eclipse Helios SDK, which Eclipse is an open source software, so it's available for free online. And Motorola Cosmos cell phone is just a fancy way of saying my cell phone. So yes. So yeah, back to this diagram. So what happens is when you send a command from your cell phone or from your computer, that message will go to Twitter. So there are 2 types of commands that you can send on this device. You can either send a command that will actually turn off or turn on, or in other words, change the status of your electrical appliance, or you can send a message to Twitter asking for the status of an appliance. So, for example, if you have that lamp over there and I'm at school and I want to know if I turned off my lamp, I'll just send Twitter a message that says that first has a security code in the beginning to make sure so that the program can make sure that I'm the one sending the message, and then I'll just say lamp, and I'll get back a message saying my lamp has been turned off. Or another thing you can do is if you actually didn't turn the lamp off and it says that it's been turned on, you can send a different security code, and it'll say, you can say turn it off, and it'll say the security code, lamp off, and it'll turn it off using the X10 software. And so, yeah, this is the steps on how I created it. I set up 2 Twitter accounts that followed one another, so I used one of them to send the messages and another one to receive the messages. And then these 2 Java programs that I wrote to do the command, carry out the commands that I mentioned, and I tested this out with a lamp and a portable fan. And like I mentioned earlier, this is how I connected them to the X10 system, and I gave a status change message, so to turn it off, to just test out the device. So now I'm going to explain to you how this is relevant to older adults. Okay, so the key points, I'm just going to reiterate them, is that the older adult does not need to know anything about using X10 or Twitter or any form of technology other than the lights and fans that they would normally use, because the system automatically monitors the device's statuses without interfering in the older adult's privacy. And if the system detects an abnormality or a deviation, which is always a cause for concern, it can alert the adult's son or daughter, for example, so that the contacted person can check on them. So that's how it augments the safety. So to test this prototype, the following slides that are going to be shown after this show simulated data based on the daily activities of older adults living in, we had one in Campbell, one in San Francisco, and one in a remote part of San Diego. So the prototype device was installed in each subject's kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom, and the statuses were remotely monitored every 15 minutes over a period of 1 month, and the on-off statuses were automatically recorded as tweets. So each person had a different daily routine, but because older adults tend to be creatures of habit, over time we saw a pattern in what their daily lives were like. And using the data that was collected, we were able to calculate the running average per time period. So for example, if there is an older adult who wakes up at 8 o'clock and he goes to go brush his teeth. So between 8 and 8:15, it'll show that the light is on for that particular time period. And over a period of time, it'll show it, like, if the device is on, then the status will be marked as 1, and if it's off, it'll be marked as 0. So over a period of time, you can calculate the numerical average, and that's how the system learns whether or not the light should be on or off, depending on how close the average is. And using these running averages, you can detect deviations, and over time, the system will learn more about the older adult. So if all of a sudden the older adult decides to maybe get up later, then it doesn't necessarily see that as a deviation. Over time, it'll learn more. So this is the average status of the first older adult. So you can, there are 3 graphs here, one for the bedroom light, kitchen light, and bathroom light. So wherever the points say 0 or close to 0, that's when the older adult would typically have their lights off, or their lights off. And when they're closer to 1, you can see that they're on. So some of the points will be shown a little bit below, but that's probably because once or twice there would have been some deviation from the normal. And these are similar graphs for the second older adult. Again, like if they're close to 1, the light was on, and if it was close to 0, then the lights are off. And this is the same for the third older adult. So, yeah, this is how we calculated the running average. So this is an example of how a deviation would be detected. So you can see the running average for the time period of 9:30. So between 9:30 and 9:45. So at that time, the lights should be off. But here, over here near the top, you can see where it says abnormality, there's a deviation. So that's a cause for concern because in a time where they're supposed to be maybe in bed or something, why are they awake? So in that case, the system would alert the older adult son or daughter, and that's when that older adult son or daughter might call on them and make sure that they're okay. And I didn't realize I had that much time. In conclusion, with this device, caregivers of older adults, so the caregivers are really the ones that could know how to use Twitter, but even for them, it's not necessarily, required. The caregivers of older adults will be able to automatically monitor the devices in their homes, so they can do the status changes and make sure, that the older adults are doing okay. And they can also communicate directly with the electrical devices through the Twitter, my microblog structure. So, in the way I mentioned earlier, just send a command chain a message through Twitter, and the system will take care of it and make sure the light gets turned off or on. And finally, they'll be able to get continuous automated updates from Twitter every time the device changes. So another part of the program that we wrote was every time the status changed, the receiving account would update its Twitter status. So, and the way Twitter works is that whenever one account updates its status, all the people that follow it will also get a message, right? So every time, for example, if the system turned off a light, it'll say this light has been turned off, and the person will know about it. And finally, the deviations can be detected in the older adult's behavior, and the caregivers can periodically check on them. I'd like to thank APHA for allowing me to present here today. I'd also like to thank my school for all their encouragement and mentoring, and honestly, I would not have been able to do this without them. Thank you to Dr. Coleman for moderating this, and thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks very much. Thank you.